I am here in studio with Peter Tufts. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted you're here. We're going to talk about a very special softball tournament that I believe I spoke about with your brother a number of years ago.
Yes.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about why this is such a special event and the kind of person that your brother was, because a lot of this is in his honor and in his memory. Peter, tell me a little bit about Charlie, the Charlie Tufts behind the cystic fibrosis softball tournament.
I'd love to. So 10 years ago, Charlie started this tournament for cystic fibrosis to raise money and awareness for the disease. Everybody knows that Charlie's such a driving force in all of this. He's such a strong person and a warrior in this fight against this disease. And he has such a big crowd behind him, such a big network of people that are so happy to support him and the foundation.
And you know what's really great? Just hearing anecdotally some stories through the years about some of the neighborhood kids with you all growing up in Milton. A lot of these people are still involved in trying to help raise money for this very worthy cause in his honor and in his memory. That speaks a lot about who he was.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Now, it happens this Saturday, and where is it? In South Boston?
Yep, Moakley Park, South Boston.
And how does this tournament work? Does people just show up? Are there teams ahead of time? Tell me how it works.
Yeah, so everyone shows up at 9 a.m. All the teams show up. There's 14 teams, four divisions, and they play all day. Two teams make it out, move on, and then the playoffs start, and the championship game is around 5 or 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And what the teams do, that they raise money to be able to come into it.
Yes, so each team raises a certain amount, suggests a donation, and the teams have been absolutely crushing it this year with the donations. It's been a great success, and we're so happy to see it.
That's fantastic. And now the teams, I think, they're all full up. You already have a full field lined up for the teams for Saturday.
Yep, that's right. We got 14 teams. Schedules are out, ready to go.
My God, you got some serious athletes here. But people can still participate and people can still donate. How can people find out more about the Charlie Tufts Cystic Fibrosis Softball Tournament? What's the website? What's your Facebook page?
Yes, so we have a website through the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation page. We also have a Facebook page for the annual Charlie Tufts Cystic Fibrosis Softball Tournament. And then we also have an Instagram page called CTCF Softball Tournament.
Now, tell me a little bit more about the family history with this, because it wasn't just your brother who went through and, as you said, it was a proud warrior, even going through a lung transplant to try to prolong his life. Your mother was also a big advocate in trying to help raise money for research. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So our mother really was the driving force to get all this started. Even before I could even walk, she was pushing me in a stroller in the Great Strides Walkathons. And then later on, she ended up passing away from cancer. But years later, we brought it back. Charlie, in 2013, decided to keep that same spirit and start our own twist, our own fun way of raising money for cystic fibrosis.
Now, I remember as a kid, there was a couple kids I knew in grade school who had cystic fibrosis. And we were talking a little bit off air about that, about the treatment, et cetera, from, you know, back in the dark ages when I was in school to what's happening now. There have been some strides, so it's not as if it's all for naught. Every 5 years, it seems like there's a big leap ahead. You were telling me a little bit about a special vest now that kids can wear. It's not the parents doing the, I don't know what you call that, it looked like little karate chops on the back to get the phlegm out of the lungs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the vest is one machine that people have been using now that shakes up the mucus that builds up in people's lungs so they're able to get it out of their system. Also, in the past 10 years, there's been drugs coming out that have been extending the lives of people with cystic fibrosis drastically. And even now, all these donations that go straight towards CF research, there's now talk of gene therapy, which can actually attack the disease itself, not just deal with the underlying concerns for the disease.
So a real cure is in sight.
Right.
Because I remember, I think the life expectancy used to be, what, mid-20s, 30 years old tops?
Mm-hmm.
And that has changed.
Yes.
What is it, closer to 40 now, a little bit older?
Yeah, now it's 40, 45 years old, and it keeps pushing.
That is terrific. And again, give me the website and the Facebook page for this Charlie Tufts Cystic Fibrosis Softball Tournament on Saturday.
Yes, so it's the passion page on the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It can be found on the Facebook page, which is the annual Cystic Fibrosis Softball Tournament.
And if you have just a minute, tell me, again, there's going to be food out there, cornhole tournament. Tell me just something that you remember as his brother, a little story or an anecdote that could help people realize what a unique and wonderful person your brother Charlie was.
Absolutely. I'd love to. There's so many endless stories about Charlie and how much he was dedicated to this tournament and everything that goes along with it. But you could just see the happiness in his face every single year on tournament day. And the amount of people that showed up for him was really, really spoke to everything that he does and the person that he was and the fighter that he was all the way through. And now we keep fighting, and his legacy lives on through this tournament.
What a great group of friends and relatives and supporters that Charlie has. And Peter, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, if you want to find out more about the Charlie Tough Cystic Fibrosis Softball Tournament, one more time, that website?
Yes, CTCF Softball Tournament on Instagram. And the website is Passion page on the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation page.
That's right, and it's this Saturday, 9 a.m., Joe Moakley Park there in South Boston. Hey, Peter, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. I really appreciate
it. You're very welcome.